Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Power Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. Participants, please note this call is only for analysts and investors, and no media will be allowed to join the call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neeraj. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we are pleased to welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 earnings call for Adani Power Limited. Today, we are privileged to be joined with the management team, Mr. S.P. Khyalia, CEO, Mr. Shailesh Chawla, CFO, and Mr. Nishit Dave, AVP, Investor Relations. We will start with brief opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Dear friends, good evening and welcome to the third quarter financial year 2024 earnings call of Adani Power Limited. As you all know, the Indian power market is growing steadily and strongly, in step with the world-leading economic growth witnessed after 2020. Power demand in this fiscal year has grown by 7.6% year-on-year till December. Thermal power station PLF has also improved, and there is a growing realization that coal-fired power plants are a reliable and important part of our energy mix. This favorable situation is also reflected in Adani Power's operating performance for the recently concluded quarter and nine-month period. Most of our PPA-based capacity, including import coal-based capacity as well as merchant capacity, has achieved higher PLFs. In addition to this, the Godda Power Plant has ramped up its operations quite satisfactorily and established its position firmly in the Bangladesh power mix. Similarly, the company has also delivered stellar financial performance during quarter three of 2024, with higher sales volumes and benefit of lower import fuel prices. We have maintained high levels of plant availability, which is crucial for recovery of capacity charges and maintaining steady profitability. Our regulatory issues have now been almost fully resolved, and we now have adequate fuel cost recovery under the PPA. Steps taken by the Government of India to encourage DISCOMs to make payments on time have worked and improved our cash flow. Mahan Power Plant, which was acquired by us in quarter four of 2022, has turned its fortunes around quickly and started posting profits by benefiting from our expertise in power sales management, fuel sourcing, and power plant operations. We have prepaid the entire outstanding sustainable debt of Mahan Energen. Similarly, we have also prepaid other secured and unsecured debt of APL from its cash flows and made the balance sheet lighter. Our capacity expansion program is well underway, and the 1,600-megawatt Mahan Phase 2 Ultra Supercritical Power project is fully on track. We are also moving closer to the acquisition of Coastal Energen under a consortium arrangement, for which we have received a letter of intent from its committee of creditors. On the operations side, we have undertaken an initiative for digital transformation of the business. We are building digitalization analytics into all aspects of our organization's functioning, especially in power plant operations. Our analytics center of excellence has identified more than 90 projects which are being developed, tested, and implemented for more efficient, predictable, and safer operations, along with better analytical and decision-making tools. Coming to responsible and sustainable operations, our power plants continue to perform admirably by operating well under statutory limits for specific water consumption and CO2 emissions. We have recently published APL's ninth ESG report, following the RI standard, which details our efforts and achievements on various fronts. In a nutshell, we are building a more agile, responsive, and sustainable enterprise for the future. The issues and challenges that we faced earlier are well behind us, and we look forward to generating sustainable value for our stakeholders in the coming years that are full of growth opportunities. With this, I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Shailesh Sawa, our CFO. Over to Shailesh.
Thank you, Khyala Saab, and good evening, friends. The CEO has already given you a broad overview of APL's performance during the recently completed quarter. I will provide you with some more insight into it. I hope you have downloaded the analyst presentation for the quarter, which has been published on the stock exchange and our website. APL achieved a PL of 68.6% and sales volume of 21.5 billion units for Q3 FY24 on a consolidated basis, as compared to 42.1% and 11.8 billion units respectively in Q3 FY23. The figures for FY24 include operating and financial performance of the incremental capacity of 1600 megawatt of the Godda power plant, which has come online in Q1 of the current financial year. On a year-to-date basis, APL achieved PLF of 62.4% and power sales of 57.1 billion units till 31st December 2023, in comparison to 46.6% and 39.1% 39.1 billion units in the first 9 months of FY23. Apart from the incremental addition of the Godda power plant, higher volumes were also contributed by the Mundra, Udupi, Raipur, and Mahan plants. A reduction in prices of imported coal has helped us improve the offtake of power from Mundra and Udupi plants. APS merchant capacity enjoyed a strong logistic cost advantage because of being located close to the main coal belts of India. This allows us to gain the maximum benefit from the current surge in power demand. As mentioned by the CEO, our plants have posted high uptime on a consistent basis, which allows us to claim full capacity charges under PPAs and help us generate a very stable core EBITDA. Now, coming to the financial performance, as you may be aware, our financials results in the past used to incorporate prior period revenue items, which were recognized due to regulatory orders for recovery of alternative fuel costs, carrying costs, and late payment surcharges from DISCOMs. However, in order to give you a clearer understanding of our quarter-on-quarter performance, I will present an analysis of recurring revenues and EBITDA. On a recurring or continuous basis, the total consolidated revenue of APL for Q3 FY24 grew by 72% to rupees 13,405 crore, with an 82% growth in sales volumes. The apparent reduction in realized tariffs is primarily due to lower prices of imported and alternate coal, which reflect in the energy charges under PPAs. On the other hand, merchant tariffs realized during the quarter improved significantly, as we have detailed in our analyst presentation. The fuel cost for Q3 FY24 increased by only 36% over Q3 FY23 due to this very reason. This resulted in a strong growth of 242% in our recurring EBITDA to rupees 5,059 crore in Q3 FY24 as compared to rupees 1,479 crore in Q3 of the previous year. For the 9 months period, continuing revenue increased by 40% to rupees 37,173 crore in FY24 with the volume growth of 46% as compared to the corresponding period of FY23. Tariffs under PPAs and from merchant sales moved in a similar way to the quarterly change. Similarly, for the 9 months period of FY24 also, the continuing EBITDA was higher by 118% at rupees 13,516 crore, driven by a strong growth in revenues and a reduction in import fuel prices that was witnessed over the current year. In comparison, continuing EBITDA was rupees 6,210 crore for the corresponding period of FY23. EBITDA, as reported, including prior period adjustments, has grown by 151% to rupees 5,009 crore for Q3 FY24 as compared to rupees 1,996 crore for Q3 FY23. For the 9-month period of FY24, reported EBITDA has grown by 92% to rupees 22,743 crore as compared to rupees 11,851 crore in the comparable period of FY23. We have utilized the cash flows from operations, including the recoveries of past dues from DISCOMs, very judiciously to reduce debt through prepayments. We have recently prepaid the remaining outstanding senior debt of Mahan Energy Limited. As a result, the finance cost for Q3 FY24 reduced by nearly 16% to rupees 797 crore versus rupees 946 crore in Q3 FY23 after considering the incremental borrowing for the Godda power plant. For the 9-month period, finance cost was broadly similar to the corresponding period of FY23, being rupees 2560 crore versus 2588 crore. As both the standalone and consolidated level, our leverage and debt service indicators are now very healthy, reflecting a strong creditworthiness, setting the path to improve returns and creating growth headroom. On a continuing basis, profit before tax for Q3 FY24 was a strong rupees 3,261 crore in comparison to a loss of 305 crore for Q3 FY24. After considering one-time items, the reported PBT for Q3 FY24 was rupees 3,210 crore as compared to rupees 212 crore for Q3 FY23. Similarly, continuing PBT for the 9 months of FY24 was rupees 8,006 crore as compared to rupees 1,136 crore for 9 months period of FY23. After considering one-time items, the reported PBT was rupees 17,234 crore versus rupees 6,777 crore for the two periods respectively. Profit after tax for Q3 FY24 was reported at rupees 2,738 crore as compared to rupees 9 crore for Q3 FY23. For 9 months of FY24, the PAT was rupees 18,092 crore after considering deferred tax credit of rupees 858 crore as compared to PAT of rupees 5,484 crore for 9 months of FY23. As you can see, Adani Power now generates strong profitability and cash flows on the back of gainful deployment of our high quality assets and operational excellence. It is our endeavor to continue to deliver the company's full potential and create maximum value for our stakeholders. Lastly, before I hand over the call to the moderator for your questions, I would like to share a personal update. Effective April 1st, 2024, I will be transitioning to a new role at group level in group regulatory and engagement function as a part of a leadership development initiative that is in progress across Adani portfolio companies. I will be handing over the position of APL CFO to Mr. Dilip Jha, who is currently finance head of the Integrated Resource Management Vertical of Adani Enterprises Limited. Mr. Jha has deep and varied experience in the finance field and has been associated with Adani since 2010. I'm sure you will enjoy interacting with him as well. Thank you, and now over to you, moderator, for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and many congratulations for a fabulous set of numbers. So, a few questions. Firstly, sir, has there been any repayment of unsecured perpetual securities during Q3? I mean, Q2, the balance was 9180 crores, and we are seeing a 1,000 crore deleveraging approximately on a sequential basis against our EBITDA from 5,000 crores. So just want to understand, any repayment of perpetual securities that has happened during the quarter?
Yeah. You will give the second question, or I should respond now? Or let me take this question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for your compliments. Yes, perpetual outstanding now today is 7,435 crores. So the difference is
7,435.
Yeah, 7,435 crores.
Okay.
So that is what, so difference is what has been paid out of the surplus cash flows.
Absolutely. Great. And sir, what is- Yeah.
I must also clarify that, so we have perpetual securities, we have unsecured support received from the group, and also we had long-term debt. We are the three baskets of the debt, you know. So we have used cash flow judiciously to keep a balance. We have retired, we have repaid, prepaid the secured debt as well, unsecured debt, and part of the perpetual security also.
Got it. So the actual cash outgo to, on account of perpetual will be slightly more because there'll be an interest component which will be added. This is, you are talking about the principal outstanding.
Yeah, this is principal, and approximately 2,000 plus has been paid towards the yield on that.
Okay. So total is 2,000 plus the 1,700-odd crores.
Total both together, yeah. It's 2,000 crore plus, little above 2,000 crore, all included.
All inclusive. Makes sense. Makes
yeah.
sense. And sir, what's the EBITDA for the first 9 months for Godda and Mahan? Revenue, EBITDA, and PAT, if you can just disclose it separately.
Actually, we don't give separately. We have given the consolidated numbers. So that numbers I have just read out to you for your information.
Got it. Got it. And sir, I mean, any update on Amarkantak? I mean, where is the process right now?
Nothing right now. COC has not taken any view on this right now, so process is currently on, and we can't comment on the outcome and the timeline.
Okay. I have few questions, but I'll join back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, India is going through kind of a thermal capacity addition. Even the government is asking everyone to add thermal capacity. Hello?
Yeah, carry on, please.
Yeah. So, sir, basically, are we rejigging our plans to add thermal capacity in the long run?
Actually, last time, we already gave a plan that today we have capacity of 15,250 megawatt, and we have already shared the plan up to 21,150 megawatt or so. So as of now, we have something approximately 6,000 megawatt capacity addition plan, which we have already shared. So that is what we have as of now.
This is purely greenfield, or does it also include acquisitions?
This includes 1.1 gigawatt of acquisitions also, which we thought probably could be in the offering, you know.
So it is both, actually, greenfield as well as the new, and it may interchange also. If greenfield is not materializing, it may include the acquisition, or some acquisition is not getting materialized, so we may add the new one also.
So that is the target capacity as we speak.
Understood. And sir, regarding Mahan too, so what is the status of the project? As in, have the EPC tenders been finalized, and can you just share an update on that as well?
Yeah, this is being implemented, and the process is in the project implementation is full swing. The broad packages have been all ordered now, and few more are in the process of being ordered. It is not on EPC basis, or on split package concept basis. So BTG has been already ordered with DHEL, and rest is on the way of being placed.
Understood. And sir, does this quarter's income include any past period adjustments?
Insignificant. Not much. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. I've got further more questions, but I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pardon, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kondia from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just a couple of questions. So firstly, on the capacity expansion plans, outside Mahan too, can you please help us understand what are the projects where you're looking at, you know, greenfield expansions? I'm not speaking about the acquisition part, but the greenfield or brownfield expansions which you may want to look at.
No, we our existing facilities have a potential to expand. So, other than Godda, we have other 6-7 plants where we can think of expanding it. And when Mahan expansion one is taking place, maybe by Mahan or Raigad, we can add another maybe 3.2 gigawatt of capacity. So, if you look at what has been disclosed by us, is about 4.8 gigawatt of expansions. You know, so this could be at any of our locations. With Mahan, two is already underway. And maybe at Raigad and maybe at Mahan, again, we can have a phase three as well there.
Understood, sir.
So greenfield, what we are targeting is 4.8 gigawatt.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, on the acquisition side, I mean, Riverside, Amarkantak, which is where the discussions are underway. But other than that, do you see any projects, you know, which are worth looking at or which, I mean, where you have certainty of PPA or FSA being tied up or any other assets, I mean, in the pipeline, which you think are worth looking at? Even if you count, if you don't want to name the assets, what is the kind of pipeline at an aggregate level that is existing or if you can help us understand that, please?
We would not like to guess at this point of time.
Understood, sir. No issue. Those are my questions, sir. Thank you very much.
So one more point as far as the, we would have read our announcement that Coastal Power Energen, you know, there the COC has given us the LOI and the now NCLT has, we have to go through the NCLT process. So that is something which is definitely in the sight.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So, just one question on our rating upgrade efforts. So, I mean, any update on that when can we expect or any update on our efforts on the rating upgrade?
You will have to wait for some time for that.
Okay, sir. Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harish from SVS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, good evening. Congratulations for the great set of number. Sir, can you just give a highlight, for the coming quarters, how much interest expense we are expecting to reduce? And can you just throw a light on the fuel cost for the coming quarters, please? Thank you.
As far as interest is concerned, now we are having a senior debt of about 25,000 crore, which also takes into account the debt from Godda project, which was the interest on that was getting capitalized till the commissioning time. Now, post the commissioning, that interest cost is getting added. So on the 25,000 crore, we will have to incur the interest on that. There are no unsecured debt which are outstanding. So plus you can add about 5,000 crore of working capital. So on 30,000 crore, 9%. Plus minus.
Okay. Can you throw light on fuel cost for the coming quarters?
It will depend on how index moves. If the index imported, all the indices have settled now. They have come down significantly from last year's level. We'll not be able to comment on that, but in our view, prices have stabilized now. So I think they will remain at steady levels. So we don't see any further increase in the fuel cost.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Aryan from Mehta Equities. Please go ahead.
Yes, first of all, congrats on good set of numbers. I wanted to ask that, as everything is being asked fairly, are there going forward any debt reduction plans as of now? If you can throw some light on it, please.
Thank you. See, in the last 12 months or so, we have demonstrated as to how the surplus cash flow has been judiciously used by us in terms of reducing our or lightening our balance sheet, you know. We have prepaid Mahan Energy and the entire debt now. As we speak, the phase one project, which was acquired by us through NCLT process, is debt-free now. So as there is no written policy, but as and when surplus cash flow is there, we'll definitely like to reduce the house wherever we have a high cost borrowing. So that is something which we keep monitoring and then take a decision as the need arises.
And in terms of per megawatt debt, it is less than 2 crore per megawatt, which is the best in the industry.
If I can be very precise, it is 1.65 crore per megawatt is our senior debt right now.
Right. I meant to ask that going forward, like our margins are improving subsequently. So moving further, what can be seen towards the margin side, PAT margins, like to what extent can we see the price in it?
I don't think we'll be able to give you any forward-looking guidance on this.
Okay, right. And this is sustainable as of now, what we have achieved.
Right.
Right. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just a couple of questions. So how are we meeting our coal requirement of Godda? Are we importing it or is it through e-auctions?
It is a mix of both. We are importing as well as we are using e-auction both.
And so what are the prices in e-auctions right now?
That keeps changing.
Something around 3.5 rupees per unit.
3.5 rupees. Okay. And a clarification on how much debt you have repaid in this quarter, sir. Can you just give a split between how much of it was secured, unsecured and perpetual?
Yeah. I'll just give you that number. Okay. We have paid 809 crore in Q3 of the senior debt.
Mm-hmm.
And 2,000 crore of perpetual, including yield on that.
Okay.
In January also we have prepaid 250 crore.
Understood.
Which is senior debt.
Okay. And sir, can you give us the quantum of merchant sales plant wise?
No, that will not be possible.
That is okay. And so just a final one, what will be the capex requirement for FY 2024-25? And we are also in talks to acquire Coastal Energy, so what will be the total consideration for it and will it require any more capex?
Yeah, Coastal is around 3,450 crore. That is our bid to COC, which has been accepted now.
How much, sir? How much you mentioned?
450 crore.
Okay. And will it require additional capex?
Maybe very small amount, not really big amount, because plant is in well-maintained and operational condition.
Okay. So, should we, so as after acquisition, will it be up and running from day one as?
It is already running. You must be seeing both units are generating power and supplying.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, investors. Appreciate your interest in Adani Power Limited. And in case you have any follow-up questions, Nishit and my team, myself, will be happy to respond to your queries. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.